A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this service of lessons and carols. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. As I've just mentioned, it's a service of lessons and carols, so we'll be singing so many Christmas carols this morning. Please join us after the service in our church hall for teas and coffees. Welcome also to those who are worshiping via Zoom and to those who will be listening to our service afterwards from our website. There are a few intimations in the service sheets, but tonight we will be here again for the watch night service, and tomorrow we will have a short Christmas service and reflection. We'll be looking forward to seeing what gifts Santa has brought to our children. So please do not forget to bring at least one of your gifts from Santa when you come to church tomorrow, our children. Our call to worship is from the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 23, the verses 5 and 6. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Our first carol, number 315, Once in Royal David City.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for this time of worship here in Newport on Tay, Church of Scotland. We approach your throne of grace with reverence and gratitude. We come before you with humble hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty over our lives and this sacred gathering. Open our hearts to receive the richness of your word, and may your Holy Spirit guide and enlighten our worship. On this day, we lift our voices in profound thanksgiving for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In the midst of the festive season, our hearts overflow with gratitude as we reflect on the miracle of the Incarnation. Thank you for the love displayed in sending your Son to dwell among us, to be Emmanuel, God with us. We express our deepest thanks for the hope, joy, and salvation found in Christ. May our worship today be a symphony of gratitude for the gift that changed the course of humanity. Lord of compassion, as we stand in your presence, we humbly confess our sins before you. Like Joseph in the quiet moments of doubt and confusion, we acknowledge the times we questioned your plans and guidance. Forgive us, O Lord, for the moments we faltered in faith and failed to fully trust in your providence. We confess the times we neglected your call to walk in righteousness and chose paths contrary to your will. In our silence, we lay bare our hearts, asking for your cleansing touch. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. As we confess our sins, we rest in the assurance of your unfailing mercy, knowing that through Jesus Christ our sins are forgiven. We ask all this through Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. But before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. Then after the baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said. A virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen. Our next carol is number 303, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Thank you.
Michaela, do you want to light the fourth Advent candle? Have you done that before? Okay. Do you know what to do? That's it. That's it. Good. Hello, children. How are you this morning? We just have one more night to a very special event. What is that? Yes? Christmas. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you expecting from Santa?
Lego.
Pardon?
Lego.
Lego. Oh, that's good. Well, I don't know whether Santa is bringing me anything, but I hope he would. Now, I want us to talk a bit this morning about the story of a very important person in the Bible. And first, I want to ask you, have you ever been given an important job or assignment to do? Something which maybe, you know, makes you feel really proud, but again, makes you feel anxious. It's just some very important assignment to do. You feel happy, you want to do it, but at the same time, you're a bit nervous. Can you remember anything? Yes, Ira?
Being one of the angels.
Being one of the angels in the nativity. Oh, is that not a beautiful answer? So you thought that was a very nice thing, yes?
Being Joseph in the nativity.
I would never have imagined that playing those roles was such an important thing for all of you. That's wonderful. And you felt like, oh, this is good, but again, this is challenging. Now, I want to talk about somebody in the Bible who was given a very important assignment concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. And the person is Joseph. Now, he was going to be married to a beautiful woman called Mary. And then just before that, he found out that Mary was having a child. He was very, very confused. But the angel came to him and said, look, the child that Mary would be having would be a very special child. A special child. How many of you have little brothers or sisters? Okay. How did you feel when that little brother or sister was coming? When he or she just came? Proud, right? So imagine having a special brother or sister. That kind of feeling. That is how the baby that Mary was going to have was going to be. A special child. And so the angel told Joseph not to be afraid to take Mary to be his wife, because that child was going to be special. Can you guess who that child was? Yes, Michaela? Jesus. And how special is Jesus? Do you know? Yes? Okay. I said, how special is Jesus? And he says, very special. Is that not a beautiful answer? How special is Jesus? Very special. Okay. Can you add something to that? And how very special. He came to save us from our sins. He came to be with us. And there is another name for Jesus. Can anyone remember? There's another name. The angel said he will be called something else. No, not Samuel. You are very close. There is well at the end.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. And what's the meaning of Emmanuel? Yes? Okay. Jesus. That's okay. Emmanuel means God with us. So right now, God is with us. And God is with us through Emmanuel, because Emmanuel, which is Jesus, means God with us. And he came to be with us and to save us from our sins. So now let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the faith and courage of Joseph. And we thank you for the proclamation of the angel. We thank you for Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you most especially for our children and for their process of learning as they grow in faith. Continue to bless, strengthen, and guide them. And help all of us, Father, at this time to enjoy the story of Christmas and to be faithful to the promises and the things which you call us to do through Scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is Carol 300, number 300, The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy.
Some time later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place that God had told him about. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Amen. Our next carol is number 273, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. We'll now sing carol number 314, Child in the Manger.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Amen.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to reflect briefly with you on the humility of Bethlehem and God's boundless love. Imagine the dusty roads of Bethlehem, where Joseph and Mary, weary from their journey, sought refuge. Instead of a grand palace befitting the birth of a king, they found themselves in a humble stable, surrounded by the warmth of animals and the simplicity of a manger. This humble setting was no accident. It was a deliberate choice by God to unveil his son in the midst of the ordinary, emphasizing the power of humility. And the humility displayed in Bethlehem challenges our preconceived notions of power and prestige. God, in his infinite wisdom, chose a backdrop of modesty to remind us that his kingdom operates on a different scale, one that is rooted in love, in grace, and that is accessible to everyone. But then, this is also about the boundless love of God. The choice of Bethlehem also speaks to the boundless love of our God Almighty. In this seemingly insignificant town, God's love broke through the barriers of class, of wealth, and of social status. The message here is clear. God's love knows no bounds. It extends to the lowly shepherds as much as it does to the kings from distant lands. The birth of Jesus is a universal proclamation that God's love is available to all, embracing humanity in its entirety. Dear friends, just as the humble stable in Bethlehem became a sacred space for the arrival of the Messiah, so too can our hearts, no matter how humble, become vessels for the boundless love of God. The story of Jesus' birth invites us to embrace humility, recognizing that God's love is not confined to grand gestures, but is found in the simple and everyday moments of life. D.L. Moody was the most famous evangelist in the world in the late 1800s, and people came from around the world to attend his Bible conferences in Northfield, Massachusetts. One year, a large group of pastors from Europe were among the attendees. They were given rooms in the dormitory of the Bible school. As was the custom in Europe, the men put their shoes outside the door of their room, expecting them to be cleaned and polished by servants during the night. Of course, there were no servants in the American dorm. But as Moody was walking through the halls and praying for his guests, he saw the shoes and realized what had happened. He mentioned the problem to a few of his students, but none of them offered to help. Without another word, the great evangelist gathered up the shoes and took them back to his own room, where he began to clean and polish each pair. Moody told no one what he had done, but a friend who interrupted him in the middle of shining the shoes and helped him finish the task later told the story of what had happened. Despite the praise and fame he received because of God's blessings on his life and ministry, Moody remained a humble man. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and King of Heaven, had the right to honor, to praise, and to worship. Yet, to be a savior, he laid all of his privileges aside and became a lowly servant. We often hear people talk of living as Jesus lived, and while he truly is the model for us to follow, many who speak of following him are unwilling to give up their rights and reflect his humility. We will never be like Jesus unless we are humble and lowly. As we look forward to celebrating the gift of Christ, tomorrow Christmas, may we, like Bethlehem, become places where humility and love converge. May our lives reflect the boundless love that God so freely offers, transcending the limits of human understanding and embracing everyone with open hands. Amen. Our next hymn is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 301. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we offer our gifts to to you, we remember the humble surroundings of Bethlehem, where your Son, our Savior, was born. We dedicate these offerings with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of Jesus. May these resources be used to bring comfort, healing, and hope to those in need, both within our community and around the world. Almighty God, we lift our voices in intercession for our world. In the midst of political turmoil and conflict, we pray for world leaders, asking for wisdom, compassion, and a commitment to justice. Bring about peace in regions torn by war, especially in Ukraine, the Middle East, and in places like Cameroon, facing ongoing challenges. In the face of economic hardship, we pray for those struggling to find joy this Christmas. Shower your mercy upon them and move our hearts to share generously with those in need. May our acts of kindness reflect your love and bring comfort to the less fortunate. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, we thank you for the opportunity Christmas provides for reconciliation. May estranged hearts be drawn together, and may the message of peace and goodwill permeate our communities and the entire world. We express our gratitude for the immeasurable love demonstrated in the gift of Jesus. In this season of hope and joy, may your love shine brightly, transforming hearts and bringing light to the darkest corners of our world. All these prayers we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Amen. Our next carol is number 296, "While Humble Shepherds Watch Their Flocks."
Thank you. after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they'd heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. Our next carol is 326, "As with Gladness, Men of Old," verses 1 to 3.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen. Our final carol is number 306, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.